Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like. Live Saturday edition of the program. Should drunk driving be legal? That is what, well, it's not the question. Jeffrey Tucker's not asking that question. That's what we're asking.
Jeffrey Tucker's making the statement that it should be.
Right. Jeffrey Tucker is one of the authors over at liberty.me. It's actually a site that he founded. Tucker.liberty.me is his blog site, and on there he's asking, or not asking, again, he's arguing for the legalization of drunk driving. The consensus so far from the calls tonight, if you haven't been listening to the show, we'll just kind of recap here. A number of people, they support the enforcement of drunk driving laws. However, they are very uncomfortable. Almost everyone who has supported the laws, with the exception of, well, I think, one caller tonight, has reluctantly supported them. They only support, you know, the existence of them and then using them to go after people who are clearly drunk, as opposed to the wholesale checking of, like, DUI checkpoint style enforcement. It's actually
Guy that supported checkpoints, he didn't fully support checkpoints. He only supported having them on Friday nights, not all the time.
Right, so it wouldn't inconvenience him.
Right.
I don't think that it's necessary, and Daryl, I think you're on board with me here, to have these DUI laws. Look, if there's a dangerous person on the road, that person should be removed from the road.
Right, there's already reckless driving laws. You don't need to add extra charges. It's kind of like the hate crimes legislation.
Exactly.
Is being added and expanded all the time all across the country, to where they're basically making a crime worse than, you know, just being a crime. Oh, it's a crime and it's a hate crime. Oh, you were reckless driving and you were drunk. So it's one of these things to where they do the charge stacking to encourage people to take plea deals of, hey, listen, we've got you with two counts of reckless driving, a count of DUI, and not using a turn signal.
Right.
If you plead guilty, then we'll drop one of the reckless driving charges, drop the turn signal charge, and give you a suspended sentence on the other reckless, and then we'll just put this the breath thing in your car for 1 year, and then you pay us a fine.
They do that stuff all the time. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. But before we go on, I want to give you a little more from the story, because they actually, Jeffrey Tucker actually ends up citing Radley Balco at the very end of the piece here. Quote, "If our ultimate goals are to reduce driver impairment and maximize highway safety, we should be punishing reckless driving. It shouldn't matter if it's caused by alcohol, sleep deprivation, prescription medication, text messaging, or road rage. And didn't they just outlaw texting in New Hampshire?
Yes, and actually, I believe the way they have it worded is if you touch any electronic device that is not attached to the car. So if you have a GPS device that is not one of these that's installed in the car, then you can wind up getting cited. If you touch your cell phone.
This is just going to be a money-making opportunity for the state from top to bottom. So anyway, let's go on here. Road rage, she says here, if lawmakers want to stick it to dangerous drivers who threaten everyone else on the road, they can dial up the civil and criminal liability for reckless driving, especially in cases that result in injury or property damage. Doing away with the specific charge of drunk driving sounds radical at first blush, but it would put the focus back on impairment, where it belongs. It might repair some of the civil liberties damage done by the invasive powers the government says it needs to catch and convict drunk drivers. If the offense were reckless driving rather than drunk driving, for example, repeated swerving over the median line would be enough to justify the charge. There would be no need for a cop to jam a needle in your arm alongside a busy highway. Scrapping the DWI offense in favor of better enforcement of reckless driving laws would also bring some logical consistency to the laws, which treat a driver with a blood alcohol content of 0.08 8 much more harshly than, say, a driver distracted by his kids or a cell phone call. Despite similar levels of impairment, the punishable act should be violating road rules or causing an accident, not the factors that led to those offenses. Singling out alcohol impairment for extra punishment isn't about making roads safer. It's about a lingering hostility toward demon rum. Well, I don't know if I agree with that that last viewpoint. I think it's about making money. This is about bringing money to the attorneys who are going to be the ones who are just raking it in case after case after case, because there's never a shortage of people to get busted for DUI despite all the draconian punishments out there. The people keep coming back, they keep getting drunk, and they keep getting arrested for it. So it's all about the money.
It is, but you know, you do have to admit that there's certainly a level of vendetta against a certain group of people, because if you look at these statistics, it's generally younger people that are going to get hit with DUIs.
And how about poorer people as
poorer
well?
Poorer people. So
who are they more likely to pull over, the guy driving the BMW or the guy driving the old beater?
The guy driving the beater, because most of the time he's not going to be able to afford lawyers.
Correct.
To get him off of the charges.
Exactly. Let's go to Eric. He's listening to KNOX in Minnesota. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, yeah, you stole my thunder there. The purpose of these DUI laws is nothing more than to generate revenue for the state. In fact, I think all the traffic stuff is. Here's the question you got to ask, and it's funny. People cannot answer this question. It is this. How do you define a crime? How do you define a crime?
Well, to me, a crime has to have a victim, a complaining party, or in the case of murder or something where the person can't complain, someone who could complain on behalf of, you know, somebody who's been affected by that person being killed. So there has to be a victim. There has to be somebody who's been damaged, had their person damaged, or their property damaged. How would you define it, Daryl?
Technically, exactly. Those things are torts. Crime is an offense against the state.
Really? Well, I have my definition of crime. I've never heard that that definition before. Is that the legalese definition?
That's sort of the root of the word. Is, you know, violation of the state.
Hmm.
Am I pretty much spot on there?
What do you think, Eric?
Well, I agree with you. I was going to say it's no damage to person, no damage to property, no crime. See, and even this cop in Virginia doesn't understand that. They want to bust you for something that hasn't even happened. They want to bust you for something that you might do, right? It's like Minority Report. I mean, if a guy goes to the bar, drinks a million beers, gets in his car, drives back home, and pulls into his garage, was a crime committed? No, of course not. And, I mean, if you slammed into somebody and killed them, you know, I would agree that that would be a crime, but I would think that even if he hadn't been drinking.
Thank you, Eric, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And sure enough, Daryl, the definition of crime, according to dictionary.com, so this isn't the legal definition, this is the general definition. Number one does reference the state. It does say, however, an action or instance of negligence that is deemed injurious to the public welfare or morals or to the interests of the state, and that is legally prohibited. So that's the top definition of crimes. It sounds like you're absolutely right there. Now, of course, they do get more general as you go down number four, any offense, serious wrongdoing, or sin. So, yeah, I guess the standard definition of crime doesn't have to do with an actual victim.
Right. So when you create a victim, then that legally is a tort.
To me, though, English-wise, when I think of the word crime, I think of something that has it.
Right, and you know, common language, the way people use words, you know, a crime should have a victim.
No victim, no crime. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Michael. He's in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello, and yes, we should legalize drunk driving. We should punish damage or injury. Damage to property of persons other than the driver, and injury to persons other than the driver, and the death penalty should apply if a drunk driver takes the life of somebody else.
Well, that part I'll disagree with you on, but I liked some of what you were saying. Thanks for the call, Michael. 855-450-FREE. I don't believe in the death penalty. I think that that doesn't help make victims whole. It doesn't make the world whole. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The Declaration of Independence famously states that we all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But what do we mean by the pursuit of happiness? Does it mean our happiness may come at the expense of other people? No, because that would deprive others of their rights, and the principle of equal rights rests at the heart of the Declaration. And our founders knew that a large federal government could threaten the pursuit of happiness. Simply put, the pursuit of happiness means liberty, the right to pursue our occupations, our hobbies, our loves, our interests, to do what we think best for our own lives, while respecting the free choices of others, even if we disagree with the choices they make. And that is the liberty protected for us all by the U.S. Constitution. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Though most people have been calling about drunk driving. Jeffrey Tucker, Radley Balco, among several names in the Liberty Movement who have come out in favor of ending the laws against drunk driving. Now, that doesn't mean they support people driving wildly all over the road and getting crazy. It means that they support enforcement of the existing laws on reckless driving. Because why should it matter if you have a little bit of alcohol flowing through your veins versus you're tired because you didn't get enough sleep? I know that when I drove to college when I was younger, there were a couple times when I know I nodded off when I was driving, and those were some of the scariest times I've ever had behind the wheel. And, you know, I wish I hadn't done those things, but,
yeah,
you know, people do that stuff every day, and they're not going to prison over that. It's as dangerous, in my opinion, if not more so. I'm pretty sure that if you did tests, now, I don't know if this has ever been done, it'd be interesting to see, but if you did tests and you took a group of people who were sleep-deprived and you tested their driving abilities versus a group of people who'd had two or three beers, almost guarantee you the people who've had two or three beers would be better drivers.
I think the Mythbusters actually did a study on that one time.
And what did they find out?
I think they found out that the drowsy drivers were just as bad, yeah, as the drunk drivers.
They were probably getting people drunk, though, right? Like, I just mean compare two or three beers to somebody who's sleepy at the wheel.
Yeah, they
you're not going to nod off.
They used some of their people on a closed course.
Yeah.
And got them hammered.
Right. Like, if
and then they had somebody stay awake for 24 hours and then, yep, drive the same course. But the person that drove the course drowsy was not the same person that drove drunk.
Ah, okay. So apples to oranges in a way.
Apples to pomegranate.
Yeah. Still interesting nonetheless. And yeah, I mean, if you've had two or three beers, you're not going to be nodding off. But
right,
if you are tired, man, you can't stop it. I mean, if you are tired enough, nothing you do will keep you awake. And you can try cranking up the tunes. You can try touching yourself. I've tried all of it. Doesn't work.
Okay, so here's what you do, Ian.
What?
You pull over to the nearest gas station.
Yeah.
You buy 2 5-hour energy drinks and a 24-ounce Mountain Dew.
Okay.
You chug them all really, really fast, and then you'll be good for about another hour and a half, and then you repeat.
Yeah, I didn't even think of
that.
And
then when you get to your friend's house in Jacksonville, Florida on New Year's Day, you crash for like 4 hours.
Sounds like you've had experience with this.
Yes.
All right, let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. You can share them with us. It doesn't have to be on drunk driving. This is Free Talk Live. Open phones all the time at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mark. He's listening in Grand Rapids at WTKG in Michigan. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I do disagree with your assessment. I certainly think drunk driving has a huge public safety interest, and I do not think the existing laws, if you think it through, work. Stay reckless.
Right, because people still drive drunk.
So I'm saying the existing laws with reckless driving would not work if you got rid of OWI or drunk driving type charges.
Nothing will get rid of drunk drivers, right? Obviously, nothing gets rid of them.
The laws are not sufficient for enforcement. Here would be why. Someone that serves over the center lane 2 times because they're looking back at their kids. The reckless driving laws do not have you take that person to jail, okay? You supplant the drunk driving laws with reckless driving laws. What are you going to do to get the person who is double the legal limit off the road and not a danger to the rest of society for the night? Or are you going to now criminalize careless and reckless driving to where you can make custodial arrest for that? I mean, the thing has not been thought through at all.
Well, I'm not proposing legislation here, so we don't have to think it through too far. But I would like to point out that, you know, I'm not advocating somebody get arrested for reckless driving either. I think that, you know, I think that the situation should be assessed. I think each situation should be taken on individually, and that to have some sort of overarching one rule, one size fits all rule, I think is a thoughtless form of enforcement.
In Wisconsin,
drivers tickets and put them back on the road.
Hold on.
Or are you going to take them to jail?
In Wisconsin, a first offense for drunk driving is considered a municipal offense. In New Jersey, any drunk driving offense without a serious injury or death is a traffic violation. It does not sound as though they put people in jail in New Jersey for a DUI. based on the information that I have in front of me, unless they cause an injury or death.
So what do they do with someone that stumbled illegal and smashed drunk? They write them a ticket and pull away and just tell them?
I doubt that.
I doubt that. They probably take them home.
In Jersey? I don't know about that. Or
say,
come with us until somebody can take you home.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, to answer his other point, I don't want to see somebody get arrested for reckless driving either. I mean, if somebody's so bad they need to be taken off the road, okay, fine. Take them off the road and take them home. It's not necessary to put somebody in a cage. To treat them as though they are a criminal who would harm another person simply because they've made a mistake, they've stayed up too late, or they've had one beer too many or something like that. I'd like to see some compassionate responses to human problems.
Or that they got kind of sick at work and they took some medicine to take care of the nausea and the sinus ache, and then they're driving home and they start to doze off because they accidentally took one too many NyQuil liquid gels or whatever it was.
Yeah, that same thing can happen to all those cops. So to have a little bit of empathy for your fellow man, I think, could go a long way.
How many times have you read news stories, because I know I've read dozens of them, about police officers that were drunk on
the
duty?
There was one from Indianapolis
that killed somebody, and then they wound up getting off.
There was a story just like that from Indy a few years ago. Dave is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, good.
Good. Hey, I just want to reinforce I really do feel like it's a money-making scheme. I don't really feel they're creating these laws to help the masses, to protect anybody. Because from my understanding and from my own personal experience, you go to court, you get charged, you go to outpatient classes, which the prosecutor is business partners in, so he makes money.
The
county. County's like, I understand it costs like $85 a day to house an inmate. I've been to the Hilton Chicago. I paid $85 a night there, too. And it was a world of difference. And a lot of people forget that jail is a business. The state doesn't own it. The city doesn't own it. It's a private business contracted out.
Yeah. So,
well, that varies from place to place.
It does. You're right.
But it doesn't matter whether it's
jail to your town.
But just to be clear, Dave, it doesn't matter whether it's a private business or if it's run by the state. The people who have who are operating these facilities have an interest in having them full.
Right.
Exactly.
Whether it's a private company, they know they might get another contract. If it's the state, they know they're going to expand the bureaucracy.
I forget where it was. There was a private prison that actually sued the state because the inmate population went below a certain percentage.
Dave, anything else you want to share tonight?
Contractual. One last thing. I don't know if people are aware of this. I used to date a girl who father was a judge, and I didn't know this, but apparently court costs is a fancy way of like what the judge wants to put in his pocket. So when you go to court for DWI or whatever, you get fined. There's also a court cost. I didn't know that was actually.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Dave. Judge. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Drunk driving laws, are they legitimate and necessary to keep society orderly, or is it really just a big scam, a huge money-making scam for the lawyer industrial complex? Jeffrey Tucker over at Liberty.me has created a piece that certainly is not original. These things have been thrown out there by libertarians over the years. But his piece is legalized drunk driving. And I think it's a persuasive case that, you know, it's not necessary to have laws against drunk driving, that, you know, reckless driving laws could certainly cover that. And preferably, reckless driving should be enforced with compassion, meaning that the person who is in that situation should, you know, be given some deference if they are clearly a danger and, you know, they're obviously drunk or something like that or way too tired to drive, then take them home. Don't take them to jail. We don't need to be adding more difficulty to people's lives. I mean, look, if somebody's got a drinking problem, and that's one of the reasons why people keep getting DUIs. As one guy called in earlier tonight, he knew a guy with 25 DUIs. Just, you know, he was drunk at court. This guy just doesn't put the bottle down. So, you know, if you take that person out of their life, whatever life they have, you take them away from their family, their friends, their job, if they have one, and they lose a lot of those things. You know, you get out of jail, you may not have a job waiting for you after that. So what do you think an alcoholic's going to go and do with their time? And now they don't have a job. What do you think they're going to spend their time doing?
Drinking.
Yeah. So, you know, the system doesn't help these people. It just impoverishes them ever further. And as was pointed out previously, they're not going after rich people as much as they are going after poor people, because poor people are the ones who don't know their rights more often, and they don't know, you know, about hiring attorneys and all of that. They can't afford to hire an attorney, so they just get run right over top of by this system and fined hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, inconvenienced, seriously prohibited from driving at all, from even going to work. I mean, this destroys people's lives even worse than the problem that they might have with alcohol. And, of course, plenty of people who get DUI charges don't have problems with alcohol. They just had one too many, and they, you know, didn't pass the test. Right. It's crazy. So you can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by 101 Reasons. Liberty lives in New Hampshire. If you heard about the Free State Project and you love the idea of freedom-oriented people moving together, well, you should just go to freestateproject.org and get signed up. If you're on the fence and you're not sure about this Free State Project thing, you like the concept, but you don't know if it's real, check out the 101 Reasons documentary. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. The website, I'm pleased to announce, is finally back online. There was some major difficulty that the operators had with the website up until just today. So it's looking pretty again over at 101reasonsfilm.com. And even if the site was having a problem, you can always pull it up on YouTube. So check it out, 101reasonsfilm.com. It's about an hour-long documentary, and it really does an outstanding job of covering the amazing community of liberty-oriented folks and activists that we have here in New Hampshire that have, many of whom have made the move already, with over 1,600 here now. Over 16,000 people are pledged to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And maybe, just maybe, someday we'll be able to do something like repeal the DUI ordinances. Now, that's not going to happen anytime soon, but, you know, you shouldn't balk at the idea. I mean, in New Hampshire, they did repeal the knife ban a few years ago.
I would also like to see them repeal the habitual offender.
Or at least, my gosh, yes.
At least a lot of the provisions of the habitual offender statute.
Yeah, in New Hampshire, the habitual offender statute results in peaceful people who are just trying to go to work, trying to, like, not drive drunk, but drive while suspended, drive while having their license suspended. These guys are going to prison and jail in New Hampshire.
Well, and it also includes people that have a certain number of speeding tickets.
That's right.
In a 5 or 10 year period of time. So, you know, there are a lot of things that are on there.
It's
other
draconian
than just, you know, drunk driving or suspended license. That should definitely not result in someone going to jail for a year.
It's horribly draconian. When I was in jail for civil disobedience, Daryl, I was there with a guy who was there for an entire year. He was driving to work. He was managing a Bickford's, which is like a kind of a Denny's-like chain in the Northeast, from what I understand. And,
okay.
He was, you know, just going to work as a manager at a restaurant chain. He's got kids at home that he's trying to put food on the table for, and, you know, he hadn't paid some ticket in New Hampshire back in the 1990s, and they popped him for it, and he got a habitual offender status and a jail sentence of a year. And this guy was super nice, super cool. You know, he wasn't a danger to anybody. He wasn't driving drunk. He was just driving to work. And while I was in there, the real kicker was there were guys in there for DUI. Now, the guys in there for DUI, one of them was there for 3 days, and the other, he was in for 21 days. While the dude who was driving while suspended was there for a year. So if that doesn't show you crazy state priorities and what's really important to them.
Yeah.
What's really important is you being obedient, not so much whether or not you're driving drunk. Let's go to Colin. He's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Colin.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
So I have the idea of civil disobedience that is going to end all civil disobedience.
Whoa, I don't want to end civil disobedience unless you're talking about, like, it would end the state and then we wouldn't need civil disobedience. What do you mean by that?
I mean it like the metaphor, like it's really, really good, you know.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay, so, and actually, let me start off by saying this isn't even originally my idea. They did this back in 2008 in the Netherlands during when they were about to prohibit magical mushrooms over there. And it's just something I'd love to do in Maryland, but I don't have enough liberty-minded following around here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so come to New Hampshire.
Well, let's hear the idea first. Go ahead.
So I think that everyone should buy these magic mushroom spores that you can buy on the internet because they're legal to buy in almost every state in America except for California, Georgia, and Idaho, I believe.
Hmm.
And it was, and they come in these syringes that's and they're filled with liquid, and the spores are in this liquid, and I think we should check a bunch of these spores into water guns and stand outside a government building and spray it all over the grass outside of the government building.
Would that work, though? I mean, I get mushrooms grow in very specific conditions, right? So, like, you might just do all that work and spend all that money, and then they might not grow.
Well, I mean, they're actually pretty inexpensive anyway.
Are they? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's true. And they might not grow, but I still...
Here's an easier version. Here's a different version, maybe a little bit easier, a little more fun. So Mark, the Prince of Pot, Mark Emery from Vancouver, he came up with this idea years ago called Operation Overgrow, where what you do is you'd save all your marijuana seeds from whenever, you know, or collect them from marijuana smokers. Or there's plenty of marijuana seeds out there, unless, you know, everybody you know only smokes the highest grade marijuana. Anybody that's smoking regular or mid-grade cannabis,
if they're buying it from a guy on the street,
yeah,
they're going to have some seeds.
Have them save the seeds, and then come springtime, or, you know, if you're in Florida, anytime, you can just go out in front of the police department and city hall and along the medians and wherever, and just start throwing these seeds, and oh, I guarantee you, you will have growth of marijuana plants, because we're talking about weeds here, and there's a reason they're called weeds, because they'll grow in all kinds of circumstances, and they're relatively hard to get rid of. So that is one that you'll see results relatively quickly, and it's a lot of fun to do that one. So that's what I'd recommend. But either way, Colin, you definitely, if you care about freedom, you should get to New Hampshire, and I thank you for the call tonight. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Bobby is in Lakeland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
We're doing a radio show.
First off, I wanted to say that I don't think there's nothing wrong with touching yourself.
No, of course not. There are a lot of people who think there is something wrong with it, though. So I don't know what brought that about. As far as a comment, was did someone tell you there's something wrong with self pleasure?
No. You said you offhandedly talked about touching yourself, and I just wanted to say, I don't think there's something wrong with it.
Oh yeah, you mentioned it as something to keep you awake if you're drowsy.
Hey, thanks Bobby for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It didn't work. I mean.
It puts you to sleep.
No. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. Although, if you're already on the line, we're going to do our best to get you on here. If not, if you don't get in tonight, well, no worries. We're going to be here tomorrow. I'll have Adamo Freeman joining me from copblock.org. And we'll take your calls at any time. You know, whenever we're on the air, we're on 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. So if you don't get in one night, just call the next night. You don't have to be on topic necessarily to call Free Talk Live, although it does help. Like if, you know, if we're talking about DUI laws, if you're calling about that topic, you're likely to get on sooner than somebody who's calling to talk about frozen juice pops. Which is, I don't know how the hell we got on that conversation, Daryl. What was
your buckyballs, and I made something that looks like the weird triangle I mentioned to you between segments.
Yeah, the old.
Hey, do you remember that old treat that looked like this?
We couldn't figure out for a while what it was called, but you Googled around and figured out they were the Minute Maid Fruit Juicies.
Yeah, and then there was another brand called Smooze and something called Icy Juicy.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. All right, let's continue here and go with your calls and thoughts. Scott is listening in Indy to WIBC. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I was calling because 70% of the time I can agree with libertarians, and this is one of the 30% of the time where I confirm to myself that, no, I'm still not a libertarian. I'm a conservative, and I'll probably remain that way for the rest of my life. I mean, it's an interesting idea, but then I look at it and go, well, do we really let people on the highway, for instance, with have a car carrier, for instance, and we notice that one of the cars is not secured down, it might fall off, but we'll just wait until something happens and then we'll do something about it. Or do you have, you wouldn't prosecute, now admittedly this is not a prosecutorial case, but you'd have a state trooper stop the car carrier, warn him of the possibility of danger, and have it resecured. But if you have someone drinking,
duh. I mean, if something's dangerous, then somebody that should be brought to the driver's attention.
Exactly, and someone.
But somebody should not go to jail for not having their luggage secured properly.
But this is quite a bit of different thing. It's having something that comes undone, something like that. That is something that could happen through an accident, through any of a number of things, mechanical failure. But drinking and driving comes through what is called willful disregard. And willful disregard is when you do something that is certainly, you know, I have used the word reckless. I know you're going to talk about reckless driving, too. But it is a reckless thing to do. It is something that is 100% preventable. And yet,
so is drowsy driving.
But you say that they can't help themselves because they're an alcoholic. You're just taking, you're taking both parts of free will out of the whole equation. You're saying they're not accountable for their bad actions.
I didn't say I didn't say that at all. If somebody's a danger, they shouldn't be on the road. I mean, that seems pretty obvious. What we're saying is that someone shouldn't be punished for the reason they're a danger on the road. You know, there's all kinds of reasons why someone could be a dangerous driver. And I don't care if they're eating a sandwich, yelling at someone in the back seat, incessantly changing the radio station, or whatever. If they're a danger to others, then that, it makes sense to remove them from the road. But, you know, to punish somebody just because they've crossed some arbitrarily selected number chosen by politicians just doesn't make any sense to me. And now, conservatives, doesn't being a conservative mean being for small government?
I am for small government. However, I'm not going in that direction right at the moment. I am saying, speaking of someone who had a car totaled by a drunk driver, he was 0.32. Now, admittedly, that was a clear-cut case. He caused property damage. However, you know, he was four times over the legal limit, I beg your pardon, and he was drunk to the point where he was in the hospital over 8 hours after the accident before I could get the information to my insurance and get the whole thing sorted out.
Did you ever follow up what happened with the guy?
Let's put it this way. When I finally got a hold of his insurance company, they were trying to do their best not to hint at what the situation was, but the lady on the phone kind of gave out this long sigh when she heard that he'd had a drunk driving incident. She goes, oh, that's too bad. And without her saying it, and that was all she said, I realized he was a habitual offender and he had done this before and this was his last.
So what good has it done? What good? Look, think about it from this way. You're getting punished twice, right? Like, as a small government conservative, shouldn't you support having smaller government budgets? And what I'm pointing out here is that not only are you being punished by you have to deal with the hassle, the cost of, you know, calling insurance companies and all the time and effort that that takes, and if court if necessary, then they put this guy in jail. You're paying for that. You're the one who's paying for the jailing of this man.
He wouldn't have caused the accident, sir. That's the whole problem. You can't keep him
in jail forever.
As a citizen, you have to be accountable for both ends of it. You have to be accountable for when you do right, and you have to be accountable for when you do wrong. And the whole idea of allowing drunk drivers on the road is just absurd. I'm sorry, it's absurd.
They're already on the road. Nothing's stopping them from getting on the road.
I do believe the government over-prosecutes in quite a few areas, and I do have a problem with that. However, when it comes to drunk driving, it is 100% preventable. Saying that they're drunk. And
have you ever had two beers and driven home?
And I'm going to keep talking. Saying that they're drunk and that they are unaccountable for their actions because they just can't help themselves.
I didn't say they were unaccountable. I don't know if you've been listening to the same show we've been doing.
Sir, if you say you don't punish them, that is a whole permissive parent thing. Okay. Well,
I didn't say you don't punish them, sir. Well, I said you take them home rather than put them in a prison cell. But if they've caused damage, then they need to make restitution.
The kid keeps misbehaving. And he keeps getting a slap on the wrist. Eventually, he's going to do something.
Do you think
really
paying medical bills for the rest of someone's life is a slap on the wrist?
I would prefer that person not get to that point.
Well, you don't get to choose whether or not someone gets behind the wheel drunk. They're doing that anyway. I've never said they shouldn't be held responsible. If somebody does damage, they should make restitution. Do you or do you not agree, Scott, that if someone does damage to your property, they should make restitution to you?
Well, certainly. But okay, then.
So then we're in agreement on that point.
I'm going to illustrate absurdity by being absurd. But you don't let somebody go out there with, say, a bolt-action rifle, high-powered rifle, start shooting around your farm and, you know, hitting your barns and all that, hitting your buildings, and then wait till somebody gets either killed or wounded.
Well, obviously, they're doing damage to someone's property in that case. Whether or not someone gets killed, you don't want to let somebody do that.
Well, suppose it doesn't. You hear bullets whizzing over your house. You see bullets whizzing over your house. There's a guy up there in the hill. You don't just wait. Quick, now he's done damage. Let's prosecute him now. No, you see somebody who's doing something that is clearly a very dangerous thing. You don't say, hey, you know, put the rifle away, unload it.
Right, and there are laws against reckless driving. There are already laws against reckless driving.
So what you're saying is that as a supposedly small government guy, Scott, I can't keep talking over you like that. I'm trying to ask you a question. I'm trying to follow up with what you've said.
So what?
Because you can't have a conversation? Look, so what I'm trying to find out here is, so you support enforcing these laws with jail. Is that right?
I expect to enforce laws with jail for gross negligence. Yes, I do.
How long should someone be in jail for a first DUI offense?
Well, speaking of someone whose brother went to jail for it years ago, I think he should get punished. However, after all, the people do speak through the law, and they say, well, let's deem what would be appropriate for this. He hasn't done it again.
I'm asking you, what do you think is appropriate? 30 days? 5 days? 100 years?
You know, I'm not going to put a number on it. I don't know that at all. All I know is that you have to decide on it. But,
you don't have to decide. You're copping out on the discussion. Thanks for the call, Scott. Law and order, but he doesn't know what the law should be.
Or what the order should be.
Just let some politicians decide, because, he trusts them being a small government conservative and all. Let's continue here. We've got Mark. He's in St. George, Utah. You're on Free Talk Live, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll try and make this quick, because I know it's a few minutes.
Sure.
I got a DUI a few years ago, and it's one of my least proud moments, and it really did help to get me in a better spot in my life. However, one of the things that I found the most frustrating about the circumstance was that the state opens two cases against you. They open a criminal case against your driving under the influence, and then they open an administrative case against your license.
That's right.
And during the course of the time that I was being processed, I refused a breathalyzer test because I didn't want to take one. And I asked for an attorney to be there when I did take one, and they said, you don't have the right of an attorney to be there when you take one. So what they eventually did, that's what they told me. They said, you do not need an attorney here for us to give you this breathalyzer test. And so what they did is they called a judge, and he issued an order for them to take a blood draw from me.
Wow. Gave a warrant. Probable cause because you refused.
Exactly. And what happens with that situation is, what happened was, regardless of whether my blood tested over the limit, which I ended up basically getting, it got reduced to something called a wet reckless. It was in California, which is essentially a reduced sentence, kind of like driving impaired. But what happened was, because I refused, I had already apparently signed a contract, which I didn't know when I signed a driver's license thing, saying that if I refuse a chemical test, it is an automatic year suspension.
We'll be back tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Thanks, Mark.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is, for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write "worms" in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.